Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the SEO Drew's Letter. I'm your host, Drew Marlier, Senior SEO Specialist at L2T Media, and this week's SEO Drew's Letter features updates to Google AdWords, new policies in Google Analytics, and of course, highlights from Google I/O 2018. So let's go ahead and dive into the latest SEO trends and digital marketing news with this week's SEO Drew's Letter. First up from search engine land, old AdWords interface will be phased out by year end. And to put it simply, out with the old and in with the new. Google announced Monday of this week that the old AdWords interface will be no longer by the end of the year. The new AdWords, which is called the new AdWords experience, is expected to officially take over by October of this year. Next up, also from search engine land, Google Posts now accepting videos for local businesses. So this is a very solid update here for GMB and local businesses out there. You can now add videos into Google Posts, which previously businesses were only able to upload pictures. And of course, if you don't know about Google Posts, it's a feature that allows businesses to add content directly into SERPs in the knowledge graph, kind of like a social post for SERPs. If you are an agency or small business that hasn't heard of Google Posts, I highly, highly recommend updating them regularly with events, sales, or just about anything that's going on at your business you want to promote. And now, as it was announced this week, you can add videos to promote your business in Google Posts. Next up from Google and information from Digital Debrief, new data retention policies in Google Analytics. So did you notice the blue bar on top of Google Analytics this month? Just in case you didn't, Google is changing its data retention policies. So starting on May 25th, new data retention policies for Google Analytics will take effect. So what is data retention? It's the term used to describe the amount of time that Google Analytics will retain property data beyond standard reporting. So what does standard reporting mean? It's the generic term that refers to the aggregated reports available in Google Analytics. So overall here, what's happening? Google is simply asking webmasters to decide their data retention periods in Google Analytics, which range from 14 months to do not automatically expire. Businesses and organizations need to decide what data retention period makes sense for them and make their data retention selection before May 25th. Last but not least, from Google I/O 2018, highlights for SEOs and webmasters. So not much, if any, news directly tied to search at Google I/O, but Google did announce many AI developments and upgrades to Google Assistant during Google I/O. I'll go ahead and briefly touch on some of the main highlights, but I recommend doing a little research on your own to find out more about these new developments. Here are some of the highlights I found most interesting. So first, with Google Assistant, it will see a couple upgrades that were announced at Google I/O. First, Google will add 6 new voices to Google Assistant, one of which is actually John Legend, which will be available at the end of the year. Google also announced that there will be a smart display with Google Assistant coming in July. Another highlight is with the announcement of Google Duplex, Google's new phone calling AI, which had many people amazed at Google I/O. I do recommend checking out the keynote speech of this feature being displayed because it is truly stunning. Finally, Google Maps updates. Google is adding a For You tab that follows specific neighborhoods to see new trending restaurants and businesses. Google also added augmented reality directions, something I'm really excited to try out. That is the SEO Drew's Letter for this week. If you've enjoyed the Drew's Letter or found it useful, please feel free to leave a review. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll Drew it again next week.